Greetings, Christian friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze coming to you with an update. We have been looking for 100 people to commit $25 a month for 1 year to support this program. We have had many people make that commitment, but we are still looking for others who want to partner with this ministry. If this program has been a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider how you can help us? Remember, even if you cannot participate financially, prayer is always in order. Stay tuned, and our announcer will let you know how to contact us. God richly bless you.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will conclude his message titled, Stay in the Closet, from his series on prayer. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Stay in the Closet.
When we get to heaven, some of y'all might as well just start working on your apology right now. Because you need to apologize. We got 9 million Bibles coming out our ears. We got 20 million devotionals, daily bread, daily talks with God, table talks. I mean, go online. We got all these devotionals online. And then somebody will say, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, I've been doing a series on prayer. There's a book in the bookstore that tells you exactly how to pray for an hour. And we don't do it. And we're going to go stand before the Lord and all these people that live back in the dark ages with no electronic equipment. You know, we got blackberries and crackberries and all this other kind of stuff that we can have Bibles on. And we're going to owe those individuals an apology. We should be more spiritual than Paul. And he wrote most of the New Testament. We got all this stuff. And there's no excuse as to why we can't develop this intimacy with God and have this closet time with him. So we need to be devoted to a time. Secondly, we need to be devoted to a place. He said, enter into your closet. What is your closet? Identify your closet. And it might not be the same place each day, but you need to have a place where you can go and you can get before the Lord. You need to devote your attention. Notice what he says here. He says, when you enter the closet, do what? Pow! Let me do that again. Pow! Do what? Shut the door. When you enter into the closet, shut the door. What does that mean? That means that you block off all the distractions. You know, one thing I have to, you know what I got to do when I have my devotion time? I got to leave my phone somewhere else. Because on my phone, my email, I get my email and it starts buzzing. And then all of a sudden I'm like doing a robot. You know, I'm trying to, do I have my devotions? So I got to put it somewhere else because I don't want that distraction. Jesus said, shut the door. Whenever you have your time, don't let anything come between you and God. This is the most important time of the day. This is where you are spending time in the presence of the God of the universe. This thing is simple, yet still we make it complicated. You know, we want some kind of mystical experience where, you know, it's my brothers, it's as simple as you reading the word, having a devotion, and letting God speak to your heart from the devotion, whatever it may be. God will speak to your heart. You don't have to, if he wants to speak in a voice, that's fine, but you know, there's not going to be a voice to come out of the heater or out of your TV. God will speak to you right there from what you read. He will speak to you from what you read. And then you just pray back to him. Father, I need you to help me today. Lord, I got a lot going on in my life. And this thing is so simple. But we complicate it to the point that we make it so detailed that we can't do it. And so there needs to be a devotion to time. There needs to be a devotion to place. And then there needs to be a devotion to attention. And then there needs to be a devotion to energy. That when you spend time with God, you need to put some energy into it. You just don't haphazardly wander into the presence of God. But purpose in your mind that you are going to put your energy into, you know, what it is that you're getting ready to do. Just like if you were in a high-level meeting with your boss, and your boss said, look, you know, we're getting ready to make some changes here, and you really need to pay attention to what's going on, or you're going to be left out of the loop. You wouldn't just go in there with head set on and kind of wander in there lackadaisically and kick back with your leg crossed and put your hands behind your head and lay back in the chair. No, what? You would be up on that thing. You would be tuned in. And so when we come to God, let us tune in with our heart. Let us tune in with our mind. Let us tune in with our spirit when we come to the closet, so that your closet time will not be wasted. What is my closet time like? What is it that I do in my closet time? Or what is it that I get out of my closet time? And like I said, I'm trying to get to the message now. I'm trying to get to it. All right. My closet time is a time of spiritual cleansing. It's a time of spiritual counsel. It's a time of spiritual conflict. And it's a time of spiritual communion. First of all, it's a time of spiritual cleansing. Psalm 119 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? During my closet time is when I get my soul clean. During my closet time is when I get off my chest all the things that are bothering me. During my closet time is when I confess to God my shortcomings. During my closet time, I tell God what's wrong with me, and God tells me how to get straight. During my closet time, I ask God for forgiveness, and he forgives me. During my closet time, I ask God for restoration, and he restores me. My closet time is a time of cleansing. It's a time when I get before God, and I confess to him, and I can walk away from that, knowing that I not only have got in my bathtub and washed up and taken a bath, but I've come before God, and I have spiritually taken a bath before him today. It's a time of spiritual cleansing. That my closet time is not only a time of spiritual cleansing, but it's also a time of spiritual counsel. Psalm 119:05 says, he will give me counsel from his ordinances, his commandment. That when I come to God, that I'm seeking direction for the day. I don't know what's around the bend, but God knows what's around the bend. And I come to him, and I ask him, and I talk to him. And not only does he cleanse me, but he counsels me. He says that in Psalm 73, he said, I will counsel thee with my eye. With my eye. My eye will be on you. And I will counsel you with my eye. And then he says, not only that, but he says, all the way. Watch this now. Watch this. Psalm 73. All the way from earth to heaven, I will counsel thee. And so I come to him on a daily basis to get spiritual counsel. Spiritual counsel, spiritual cleansing, spiritual conflict.
We would like to take a short break for a brief word from Dr. Glaze.
Greetings, Anchored in Jesus radio family. I'm coming to you with a special announcement. I would like to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. Anchored in Jesus Ministries is partnering with Dr. John Stanko of Purpose Quest to go to Israel in 2018. The dates are April 24th through May 4th. Your trip to Israel will make the Bible come alive in new and exciting ways as we visit many sites where the biblical events took place. For more information, visit the Anchored in Jesus website at www.anchoredinjesus.org. That's www.anchoredinjesus.org.
Welcome back. We will now return to today's message.
During my time in the closet, it's where I'm preparing. Oh, it's when I'm preparing for spiritual battle. that I'm going to face a lot of battles during the day, and that it's during that time that he prepares me and equips me for the battle. You see, if we get alone with God, God will equip us for the battle, and he will let us know that there are troubles in the waters and that we need to be careful as we set sail for the day. You know, some of us need to realize that it's during that time that God shows us even the people that are going to give us opposition that day. And that when we roll up on them, that we're not taken by surprise. You know, you run into that knucklehead on your job. You know, knucklehead when you're driving. When you know what your attitude should be? Come on in, come on in, come on in. I've been expecting you. I've been expecting you. Come on, come on in. I knew you were going to act foolish. Just come on in. I'm ready for you. But see, if we don't spend time with God, you know, when we start running into people and all this other kind of stuff, man, you know, they're going to throw us off our game, and then we're going to end up, you know, being blown out of the water. I tell you what, I'm so prepared. When I spend time with God, I'm so prepared and equipped to deal with whatever mess I got to deal with. But when I'm not, then the stuff just overwhelms you. And so during that closet time, that's when you get the spiritual conflict. And then I like this last one here, spiritual communion. This is my time where I commune with God. This is my time where I come into the presence of God. Now, what is the main result of spending time in the closet? That when you spend time in the closet, what is the main result? And I got a bunch of props this morning. But what is the main result of spending time with God? Well, when you spend time with God, people ought to realize that there's a change and that something different place, that there's a difference about your life because you spent time with God. And people ought to be able to look at you, and people ought to be able to say that this brother has been in the closet, that this sister is still in the closet. And if you will spend time in the Word and spend time with God, people will notice that there's a difference about you. They will notice that something different has happened to you. In the scripture, we see in Exodus chapter 34, and I have them there in your notes so you can read along with me. Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 and 30. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near unto him. That Moses had spent time in the presence of God, and that as a result of him spending time in the presence of God, his face began to shine. And I believe that this was not only an outward manifestation, but there was something that was working on the inside. And that there had been a transformation on the inside. And so when we spend time with God, it should affect how other people see us. The next scripture that I have there is Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. And it says, now when they, and Peter and John, who were disciples of Jesus, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took note of them that they had been with Jesus. That they had been with Jesus. That they were in the closet. And Moses, when he came down off the mountain, he took the closet with him. Peter and John, when they went out to witness for Christ, They took the closet with them. My brothers and sisters, we got to stay in the closet. And as we stay in the closet, people will know that there's something different about us. And I put this next sheet together, and we'll close with this. This is the main part that I wanted to get to right here. And that is, how do I carry my closet with me throughout the day? How do I keep this glow? How do I keep this right white robe look all day long? First of all, according to our book, The Hour That Changes the World, Dick Eastman says that the last thing you do during your devotion time should be to praise God. That's the last thing that you do. And why is that? Because you'll always be able to look back at praising God. That you left praising Him. Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." The psalmist says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." See, the last thing that you should do in your closet time is praise God. Magnify Him. Make Him big. Make God real big. And you know what? I was telling them on Wednesday, I said that if you have your devotion time and you make God real big, you make Him real big, that's the last thing you do, you make Him real big, then as you go along about your day and you move further and further away from your devotion, I can still sing. Why? Because I made Him real big. And I keep moving further away. And come on up here. Come on up here, Sandy. Come on up here, Mike. Come on up here, Mike. Come on here. Come here. They get in the way. They get in the way. But I can still sing. Why? Because I made Him real big. I made Him real big. All right, thank you. I made Him big. But see, if I make God small and I start walking away, and they said, then I can't sing. See, that's the last thing you got to do. If you want to keep God with you throughout the day, magnifying, glorifying, making big, and just look back at Him all day long. The second thing that we can do to keep our prayer closet, I was just getting frustrated. I was having such a rich time with God in the closet, and then you leave the closet. And you leave all that stuff that you got from God, you left it back in the closet. I said, man, what a waste for God to just spend all that richness on me. And then for me to leave it in the closet. I want to take my closet with me throughout the day. The second thing, put things in place to remind you what God spoke to you about during your closet time. Write it in your day planner. Put it on your BlackBerry. Sketch it on your iPhone. Get a 3x5 card, whatever God spoke to you about. Just put it somewhere where you can carry it with you throughout the day and where you can be reminded of what God spoke to you about during the closet time so that you can keep that freshness and you can keep that aliveness of that devotion time that you had with Him. The third thing, set aside short periods of time during the day just to get alone with God and reflect on your closet time. Don't let your closet time be too far. You know, if you got a moment, you know, sometimes we get a free moment that's unexpected. You know, just reflect back on my closet time. You know, what did God tell me during my closet time? What did God speak to me about this morning? What did I get from God when I spent time with Him this morning? I want to bring this with me, my closet time. Number four, establish triggers that will cause you to reflect on your closet time. You know one thing that happened to me? When I had all these surgeries on the back of my leg, and when I lay down, you know, I would always turn my leg like that or like that. And I got a lounge chair, one of them, it's not a lounge chair. Let me get the correct terminology. It's a entertainment chair. I got an entertainment chair, and I kick back in it, and the leg goes up. And I had to turn my leg sideways because I couldn't set my leg flat on the rest. And even now, my leg is, pretty much, it's pain-free. There's no issue as far as that's concerned. And you know what I find myself now even doing? Sometimes I get in the chair and I'll have my leg turned a certain way. And I think, why do you got to turn that way? It's all right to put it down. You can lay it down on the rest. And I put it down. But what happened? You know, I trained myself to be sensitive to the fact that I didn't want my leg laying on anything. And I was thinking, why can't we do the same thing with our lives, our spiritual lives? That if I just think every time I get out of my car, just to think back to my closet time. You know, just for a second, you know, I step out of my car, closet time. What did God tell me this morning? You know, he spoke to me. You know, my closet time this morning, I had devotion time, and God spoke to me about, you know, the Sabbath. He talked about, you know, you need to have a Sabbath. And so, you know, that was the thing that I left with. So I get out of my car. Okay, Sabbath. All right, cool. Then I keep going. But see, what am I doing? I'm bringing back to mind the things that God spoke to my heart about. And I'm not letting my closet, I'm not leaving my closet time in the morning. Number five. Share what the Lord gave to you during your closet time with somebody else. That's one of the easiest ways to remember it. You know, put a purpose in your heart that whatever God gave you during your closet time, that you're going to share with three people. You know, there's people that I get emails from. And on their emails, they have a little scriptural or meditative thought. And, you know, I think a lot of times they get that, you know, from maybe from their daily devotional. And so they're looking at this as a way for me to be able to share what God gave me. And so, you know, at the end of the email, there might be a little phrase or a little quote or a little scripture that you can reflect on. And so what are you doing? You're passing that on to somebody else. But what have you done first? You've gotten it for yourself. And then you're being a blessing to others to share with others what God has given to you. Put to memory the verse or principle that God spoke to you about, and recall it often during the day. Number seven, put into practice. If God told you to do something specific, put it into practice. And that way your closet time will come with you. And as I already said, you need to expect setbacks. Expect setbacks and be prepared to deal with them, because they're coming. Just as sure as I'm preaching this sermon, the setback is coming. And so you need to already prepare in your heart that nothing is going to destroy the time that I spent in the closet. The time that I got with God alone in the closet and the things that I got from God while I was in the closet, I'm not going to let anything destroy that. And so I'm going to be prepared, because I know that there are people that are going to come against me, and I know that they're going to try to upset me, discourage me, and I know that the devil is going to try to take away what I got from God in the morning or in the afternoon, because that's his job. What does he do? He comes and he snatches away the seed, and we let him snatch the seed away from us, and we ought to be prepared and say, I'm not going to let the devil snatch away the seed that I got from the prayer closet. You know, this God that gave it to me, you know, the devil didn't give it to me. God gave it to me, and I'm not going to let the devil take it away. And I'm not going to let you take it away either. And then, when you have a setback, confess to God that you have lost sight of your closet time and ask him to restore you. Lord, I've lost sight. I've got away from my closet time. Father, I ask you forgive me. And Lord, I pray that you would restore me to the time in the closet again. Stay in. Stay in the closet. Be like Moses. Let the glory of the Lord shine from you. Be like Peter and John. They took note that they had been with Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of The Few, The Humble, The Committed. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Stay in the Closet, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Stay in the Closet. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Stay in the Closet, or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 5 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.